Hello, Angie Gerber here, and welcome to my podcast, Awareness. Once you know, you can't unknow. A place you can come to start thinking and shifting your thoughts to finally create the results you truly, truly desire. It'll shift your mindset and give you strategies to get out there and get it done. Let's get started. All right, welcome. And today we are going to tackle belief. This has been coming up a lot lately, so I thought it would be the perfect thing to talk about on today's episode. So, belief. What do you know a belief to be? Because what I have been hearing and leaning into lately is a belief that you have is just a thought that you continue to think over and over and over again. So I encourage you to think about a time in your life where your beliefs changed. Maybe it could have been, well, I've seen some pretty drastic changes, like political, or it could be on your desired, success journey, or what you do for a living, or who you love. You know, there are so many beliefs that we once held that no longer apply. And if you think about it, as I've talked about before, we're spiritual beings having a human experience. So to you, that means you're always expanding, and we're made for expansion. If we're not expanding, we're contracting and dying. So wouldn't it make sense that along the way, your beliefs may morph and change and become something different than once you once believed? I mean, think about it. I'm 47 today. I hold different beliefs than I did when I was 7, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. The beliefs can change. And that's because the way you think about something or the thoughts you have change. So think about a belief that's holding you back. Maybe it's in your business or in your personal development, or it's that one thing that you really, really want to go after, but you believe that now is not the right time, or who am I to do that? I know for me, for years, when I wanted to live my truth or be my real self and my authentic self, there was this person's face that kept coming into my mind. And Bob Proctor said at one point in time, and it was pretty impactful. It triggered some people, but this statement's pretty impactful. Who are you waiting for to die in order to become and live your true life? And I bet if you've been holding back on something, or you've been just sitting in the wings and waiting, think about that. Is it truly because you don't want to offend or disappoint or hear what someone that's close to you, near and dear, that cares about you, thinks? I know that is the case for so many people. The ridicule, what will they say? And it all comes back to failure. What if I fail? What if it doesn't go the right way? What if I mess up? What if I lose everything? What will they say? I could just hear their voice ringing in my head. And you would insert what they would say. Yep. Just like I thought, won't ever amount to anything, or you should just stay on the straight and arrow, or, the big thing right now is education, go get that degree, go get that degree. Well, I can tell you that the last 10 people I've talked to never used their degrees. So it's just really, really interesting, the beliefs that we hold and why we hold them. I mean, look at if you're a parent and you're co-parenting either in the same house or maybe from a distance with other parent. You can watch them. You can watch them parent your kids, and you can look at them and what they're saying and what they're teaching your kids. It's their parents. You see their parent come out of them. I see it in myself. All of a sudden, I look around. I'm like, where did that come from? It's because some of these thoughts and some of these beliefs are so instilled in us, deep within our souls and in ourselves. It just pops up because it's second nature, because it's something that we grew up with, or the environment, or the beliefs that were held around us. They're so ingrained that you can actually see them coming out of yourself and out of your co-parent, the person that's helping you raise your kids, your spouse, your partner, whatever it be. You can see it coming out of them. I know you've probably had those moments. And is it the truth? Does it have to be that way? Stop in that moment and ask yourself if that's something you want to be passed along. Some things are beautiful, and we want to pass them along from generation to generation to generation. And there are things that we don't. You don't need to. It doesn't have to be that way. You are welcome to question it. You're welcome to stop and decide differently. And there are so many people that think they're maybe disrespecting their heritage or their parents or their grandparents or what they learned and what they know to be true. And I had a conversation with a woman over the weekend about religion. And her and I grew up very confused. You know, I think she said she was Lutheran. I grew up Catholic. And we had a really beautiful conversation about how we're spiritual and how, you know, some people in your life will want to bring you and drag you back into their beliefs. Because the thing is that people want you to believe what they believe because it more or less validates them. And it's them maybe coming from their paradigms and from their generational, you know, thoughts and beliefs and behaviors. But if you sit and you look at it, if it doesn't make sense to you, then maybe it's not the right thing for you. Maybe it is some time that you question it. Maybe it is time that you think for yourself and not let what you were told growing up. You know, the big thing is, what will people think? You know, you got to show up for church. You got to show up for church on Sunday. Forget the fact that the night before you went out and got completely smashed, that you treated your spouse horribly, your kids horribly, you know, whatever it looks like, or, you know, you're sinning, and then you show up and you sit in that pew on Sunday morning and everything's forgiven. And then you go right back to the old behavior, or the behavior. It's not even the old behavior. It's the behavior of how you show up day after day after day. It's confusing to watch as a child because you're told one thing, but the actions are different. So I'm giving you permission right now. If you need the permission, you can question it. You can question everything that you were told as a child about, you know, how you need to show up, what you need to believe in, why you believe it. Because that all comes from whoever raised you, the environment they were raised in, and their paradigms, their habitual behaviors, their generational stuff. And go back another generation, go back another generation. This is something that you can connect the dots looking backwards. And your gift is the present. The present being today, you can make different beliefs by choosing different thoughts, which are your own thoughts. You don't have to continue to make the same decisions and believe the same things as you did when you were 7, 8, 9, 15 years old. You were shaped by your environment. And the people in your environment at that time were doing the very best they could with the tools and the resources and what they knew at that time. I mean, look at your your parents, if they're now grandparents, they're completely different than they were as parents. Different place in life, different know-how, different things that they're dealing with now versus then. We're all just doing the very best we can in this moment. And that is you as well. So permission granted, go out there, challenge your beliefs, challenge your thoughts. Where did they come from? When you're triggered, stop and ask why. Why did that make me so upset? You'll see it's really, really, it's quite expansive and it's a gift you can give to yourself. And it's okay. It's okay to question it. And it's okay to not wait for someone to die or not be in your life anymore to start living the way you want to live. It's okay. So the next thing I want to talk about would be thinking about right now, what's going on in your life that's holding you back? You know, for so many, well, the women that I work with especially, it's like they know what to do or what they should be doing, and they're still not showing up and doing it. Confidence is always one that comes up right away. And I'll tell you right now, the quickest, fastest, easiest way to build confidence is to do it. Go and do what it is that you need to do in order to gain the confidence. Take this podcast, for instance. First episode, I didn't know what I was doing, but I wanted to do it. So I showed up and I did it. First time I spoke in public, shaking, sweating, I didn't want to speak in public. And the message I wanted to deliver and I continue to want to share is bigger than me. So I needed to get over it. First time I did it, very uncomfortable. Probably, I'm glad it wasn't recorded. Probably wasn't the best, but I got it done. And I didn't die. Nothing lit on fire, exploded. It just was what it was. And people actually enjoyed it. Do I present better now than I did a few years ago? Absolutely. Will I present better in 2 or 3 years than I do today? Absolutely. Because I'm gaining confidence every time I do it. You're not going to get confidence at the level you want to or intend to by reading books, by watching YouTube videos, by listening to podcasts, by getting all this information and absorbing it. It might give you courage to do the thing. The confidence comes in doing. So I encourage you, do the thing and the confidence will come. Know that, like YouTube, when I started my YouTube channel, every single YouTuber out there, the biggest of the big, will tell you point blank, my first video stunk. It sucked. But you got to start somewhere and you get better. The goal is 1% better every time. So go out there, build the confidence, get the feedback, not the failure, but the feedback. 1% better, do it again. 1% better, do it again. And you will build the confidence you need. You have to build the confidence, build the courage, however you need to do the thing, but the confidence comes in the doing. And a quote that I believe I talked about on an earlier episode that I wanted to just bring up again, because it weighed on me a little in the last week or two, is, you know, how we talk about, I can do hard things. We can do hard things. What if you switch that to, I make hard things look easy? I mean, how much more powerful is that? I make hard things look easy. Again, get in there and do it and build the confidence. That's where the confidence will come from. Making hard things look easy. And how you do that is by doing it. Love it. And I was recently watching one of the first coaches I hired besides Bob Proctor. Her name is Stacy. She's phenomenal. Still follow her. So in her programs, she's just a gem of greatness. And she was talking about messaging. And, you know, if you're in business, whether it's real estate or you're a female entrepreneur or you're at a corporation and wanting to, you know, maybe take what you know and learn more or elevate yourself or get a promotion or look at a different, you know, place to be within where you're already at. She came up with three questions that I think are really good in messaging, whether that's to an audience or to leadership. And if you think about it, when you're putting your message out there or when you're wanting to be seen or let others more or less know that you see them, what is the boldest truth that you can talk about? Like, go for it. Like, that truth, the biggest, boldest thing that you can talk about within your organization or that you can put out in social media to the avatar or the clientele that you're wanting to attract. What is the boldest truth? And the next one is, what can I share that will create an impact? So you want to be impactful. So how can you show up and be impactful for your corporation, for your team? How can you be impactful for the avatar or, again, the audience on social media that you're trying to attract to your business? How can you be impactful? And the third question, which is what I love, especially if you're in the coaching realm or if you're just in wanting to come from contribution and education, what would I tell the previous version of myself? So think about that. If you had to write content, or if you had to write copy, or if you had to put a report together, you know, really think about, what would you tell the previous version of yourself? And come from that place. Because you got to where you are today from once being there. So tapping back into the previous version of yourself and not just leaving her behind, but using where you are today and what it took to get from where you were to where you are and the stepping stones to your favor. So the three questions, just visit those and think about those as you're going through your day. And I also want to, you know, touch base on, again, goal setting. We're past the first quarter. We're well into the second already. So thinking about where are you at in regards to where you want to be, if you did set a goal, or if you have a desire, if you have something in mind that you are shooting for, or your big why, you know, all of the things. Think about where you are at today. And I encourage you, when you wake up in the morning, do not think about what's wrong. Do not think about what went wrong. Do not think about yesterday and what I should have done or this or, oh, that's still weighing on me. When you wake up in the morning, go right to gratitude if you have to clear those thoughts out. Go right to what's good. Go right to what's going to be amazing in the day ahead. And set yourself up from that energy. And really think about, especially if you want to hit that snooze button, you know, I have an agent that's going, as I told you, from 10 to 20 million. So what does a 20 million version of her do? Does she hit the snooze? More than likely not. So start thinking from your goal, not to your goal. Think from your goal. And if you had already achieved it, what would that look like? What would your decisions be? How have your beliefs changed? You know, you will have to change. You will want to and need to get comfortable being uncomfortable, because it's in that uncomfortable space that the growth happens. So what can you do today? 1% better And I will talk about this probably almost every time I'm on here talking, because it's so, so very important. And it's through the repetition of hearing this over and over and over again that you will eventually be in the right spot, in the right headspace, have heard something, been exactly where you need to be to receive it in the way that you're meant to receive it. Because it is a gift. It's beautiful. And I want to leave that with you today. So enjoy the week. Enjoy each other. And reach out and tell someone how much they mean to you today. It's like a gift, and it's something that can keep giving. Who can you make smile? It's so, so important. Till next time, make it a great one. Thanks for spending some time with me today. And if you like what you heard, feel free to share, like, subscribe, follow, do whatever it is you do. I'd love to get this out to as many people as possible, because it truly all does start with awareness. Once you know, you cannot unknow, and it changes everything. And of course, if I can help in any way, I'm here and happy to do so. Until next time, make it a good one.